This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Donald Trump is demanding changes to the government spending and coronavirus relief bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on the $1.4 trillion budget portion of the bill that passed Congress.
One provision included in the omnibus spending bill is an effort to end surprise medical billing. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett was part of a bipartisan group that introduced a similar measure last year. At the time, he said patients should not have to worry about being blindsided by medical bills, which could be financially devastating. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse's bill to end surprise billing for air ambulance services was included in the package, too. The bill also contains the Energy Act of 2020, which stalled in the Senate earlier this year. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Many houses of worship are holding New Year's, make that Christmas Eve services, outside or online because of the pandemic. But others plan to continue in person. Allison Murray is with First Presbyterian Church in downtown Colorado Springs.
Part of the reason that we're having in-person church is to allow folks who are grieving loss in lots of different ways, because life just hasn't been normal at all, that on that night, on this most special night of our Savior's birth, that people can come to church and find a place to worship.
Murray says they will follow public health guidelines of keeping people at a distance to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Front Range down to 25 tonight. Central Mountains and the Western Slope in the single digits for Santa's sleigh ride overnight. Skies will be mostly clear across our state. This is CPR News.